Monday the 20th of April, Kof Vov Nissen, Rabbi Baruch Jalovsky, Bismano or Shlo Bismano, which bris first?
I'd like to start with the Shlo Bismano, but it looks like it started Shlo Bismano. Through no fault of our own. Good morning, everybody. Thank you very much for the opportunity, once again, to start the day. I'd also like to thank everybody here. Really, I'm not sure if people here are aware, this isn't just a London project, this is really an international project of Avot Sastira. I and many others in Eretz Yisrael spent several hours travelling to and from Kollel, listening to many of the Shurim in the Torah way. I know others, a lot of my peers do the same. We've enjoyed a lot of the Shurim here. So really, from Beis Hashem, the project should continue to go Mechollel Chol. Of course, this week's Sedra, Parshas Tazria, the first mitzvah we come across, Yom Hashmini Yimoel Besar or Lossei, the mitzvah of Bris Mila, the efficient project that the Torah way is. They've organized the Bris Mila here especially for the occasion. I saw somebody spoke about Shechita the other week, I'm not sure what they had arranged for. I'd like to discuss today, Be'ez Hashem, the famous Shaila of the Dvar Avrom. The Dvar Avrom was the God Ladoi, one of the Poiske Hadoi in Kovna, Kovnarov, the beginning of the last century. And he discusses a crucial Shaila with regard to Bris Mila, specifically in his Shaila, but we'll see it really is a general look at the whole Indian of doing a Bris Shalei Bismano, which of course is an extremely common occurrence. And this is what we're going to discuss today, being that it's Tazria and has Bris Mila in it. The way the Dvar Avram presents the Shaila is as follows. He says, if somebody, a Moel, had the opportunity to do two Brisim on one day, two babies, both of whom he was invited to do their Bris, one of the babies is a Mila Bismanoi. This is his Yom Ches. The other baby is a Mila Shalei Bismanoi. For whatever reason, on day 8, the Bris Mila wasn't performed, whether it was because due to illness, or Pshia, or Oinus, doesn't really matter. The baby did not have his Bris on Yom Ches, and the mitzvah is, of course, to try and get it done as soon as you can after that date. And the Moel has these two Bris Milas in front of him, the Bris Bismanoi, and the Bris Shalei Bismanoi. And the question is, which Bris Mila should he do first? And that was the title of the Shir Bismanoi, or Shalei Bismanoi. Which bris first? And we should of course point out, Mila Shalei Bismanoi always means, even though the literal translation is a bris not in its time, it means a bris mila after the eighth day. Not a bris mila toich ches, that's not called a bris mila Shalei Bismanoi. Toich ches, when does a bris mila toich ches, that's a different subject completely. I was actually at a bris in Yerushalayim a number of years ago where the Aviyah Ben stood up and said he was thinking what should he discuss at the bris. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu organized this topic for him because his wife was in the Bet Achlama, the mother and baby home in Yerushalayim. His wife went down to the nursery one night to fetch her baby, this boy, and could not find the boy there. The boy was not there on the premises and she was getting a bit frantic. And to cut a long story short, it turns out another mother who was about to perform a bris the next morning took their boy and had assembled all the children and said Hamalach with this boy and were about to bris him the next morning. So the Aviyah Ben said, I've decided therefore to speak on a Mila Teiches. But that's not what we mean by we talk about bris Shalei Bismanoi. We're talking about a bris that's been delayed, as we said, for whatever reason. And you have these two bris milas in front of you, a bris Bismanoi and a bris Shalei Bismanoi. Which one should be first? Shves talks about Bris Mila in front of Shachosh Ramayel, but this is perhaps Halach of a Leila Maisa. If any Shaila crops up, of course the Shaila should always be asked. The Dvar Avram there says, as far as he's concerned, this is a very simple Shaila, and he cannot understand the Psak, and more so the whole approach of a whole string of Achreinim that he quotes, the Tshuvas Chesed Bris Avram, and the Tshuvas Yad Eliyahu. And they start going to town. He says, well, we know what to do. Whenever we have two mitzvahs in front of us, well, there's a whole bunch of criteria. We have to look at the rule of Todir and the rule of Makudash and all the other rules that we have in giving precedent to one mitzvah over another. And it's on that basis that we'll work out which bris mila has to be performed first. And they really at the end of the day, conclude that the bris milah bismanoi, the 8-day-old should have his bris first. It's perhaps todir and todir v'sheinu todir kodem, and if it's not that, and it's mukudash, it's more chosh the mitzvah, if we can call it that. And it's on that basis that they get the bris milah bismanoi should be performed first, and after that the bris shalei bismanoi. The Dvar Avraham, as bothered as he is by the psak, is even more disturbed by the approach. And he said, that's completely the wrong line to pursue. That's not the way that this shaila has to be approached. He said, the Rambam says quite clearly in the beginning of Hilchas Milah, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, that the mitzvah is, of course, to do bris milah on Yom Ches. The father does the bris milah. If not the father, then at least the Beis Din, which doesn't literally mean the Beis Din, it means Klal Yisrael as a whole are responsible. And then the Rambam says, "V'chol yoyim v'yoyim sheyaver alof k'sheyagdil v'lo yomolis atzmai." Every day that goes past, and he has not performed this bris milah, haru mevatel mitzvah sasei, he's mevatel mitzvah. Every day, and the Dvar Avraham says, of course, it doesn't mean every day. He means kol rega v'rega. He brings the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos and Shabbos. It seems to be mashman. It's every moment that goes past, you mevatel mitzvah sasei. Says the Dvar Avraham, therefore it's totally irrelevant to look at Todir and Mekudosh and other such criteria. When do we discuss weighing up two mitzvahs? A classic example, we come to Rosh Chodesh Teves. It's in the middle of Hanukkah, we have two Kriyas HaTorahs in front of us. We're going to have to lane the Kriyas HaTorah of Hanukkah and also that of Rosh Chodesh. Well, we can't do both at the same time. One of them is going to have to give way. So we start weighing up. Which one is more todir? It turns out that Rosh Chodesh is 12 times a year, Hanukkah is only 8 days a year. Fine, so Rosh Chodesh gets the vote. We're going to lay in Rosh Chodesh first, and then we're going to lay in Hanukkah. That's all, because I cannot perform both at the same time. One of them is going to have to take second place, and it doesn't really matter if you push the for 5 minutes. The mitzvah is to lay in when? Today. What time? Doesn't matter. So you have to lay in both, and if you push off one of the two Kriyas HaTorahs, nothing will happen. There's no issa. There's no problem in pushing off one of the Kriyas HaTorahs. So one of them will have to be pushed off. Which one? Fine. Well, let's apply all the rules we know. Work out which one is todir, and you'll get the right answer. But that's only when you have the possibility, and you're allowed to push off either mitzvah. Well, then let's try to work out which one should come first. But by bris milah, says the Dvar Avraham, once you have missed Yom Ches, as the Rambam says, kol yoyim v'yoyim, which the Dvar Avraham understood means kol rega v'rega, you mevatel mitzvah sasei. You're not allowed to push off a bris milah shaloi bismanoi for one moment longer than necessary. So it's not as if I have two bris milahs. Well, if I hang around another 5 minutes, it doesn't matter. Well, so let's try and work out which one should come first. I don't have that possibility on the table. The option of pushing off the bris milah shaloi bismano is just not available to me. Because the Rambam says you mevatel a mitzvah every moment that you're not mekayim the mitzvah. You've got to do it on Yom Ches. But if once you've missed Yom Ches, every moment that goes past, you mevatel a mitzvah. Of course that comes for us as a Dvar Avraham. And therefore he says, not only my chaylag lahalach on all these achreinim, but their whole approach is wrong. It's totally irrelevant to start considering which is Mekudosh and which is Todir. That's only a discussion when you have two mitzvahs, either of which could be pushed off. So we're going to weigh up which one comes first. I cannot possibly push off the bris milah shalei bismano. It's got to be done at the first available opportunity. And therefore, even if the bris milah bismano, even if the Yom Ches could be considered more Todir or more Mekudosh or more whatever you like, but it's certainly not on par with the bris milah shaloi bismano, where the Rambam says, you mevatel a mitzvah kol rega v'rega. And therefore,
Yom Ches is starting immediately.
Yeah, but Yom Shmini. You're right, but Yom Shmini, the mitzvah is the Yom Shmini Yom of Asar Lassam. No, on Yom Ches, at worst, on Yom Ches, there's a mitzvah, it's an inyan of Zrizim Makdim and Mitzvahs. We learn from Rama Vinu, Zrizim Makdim and Mitzvahs. But with regard to the Kiyum Mitzvahs Mila, you could do Yom Ches in the morning, you could do Yom Ches a minute before Shkia, Yizel Begim Mitzvah. Where it comes to Bris Milah Shalei Bismanoi, the way that Dvar Avraham understands the Rambam, it's not at all the same mitzvah. If you do it 9 o'clock in the morning, that's much worse than 8 o'clock in the morning, because you mevatel a mitzvah kol rega v'rega. And therefore he says in conclusion, and he says, he paskins l'halacha this way. He says, this is the way I'm rogil l'hoiris. And of course, it's not just a theoretical shayla, this is really a look at every bris milah shalei bizmano. He says, I as the kovner rov was very makbid, I told people, especially when people would like to push off bris because there's some guests coming from out of town and it's going to be a nice olam, you cannot push off a bris milah shalei bizmano. On a bris milah bizmano, if it's on yom ches, then we have a shayla of zriza makdim l'mitzvah. Then you have the age-old shayla, well, I should really perform a mitzvah at the earliest possible moment, but perhaps later on the mitzvah could be performed with better hiddur b'roiv on, or because it'll be a adam choshev will be there. Then you have the classic shayla of zriza makdim l'mitzvahs versus hiddur mitzvah. That's a different shayla. But when it comes to bris milah shalei bizmanu, what tells me that I've got to do the bris as soon as possible is not just an inyan of zriza makdim in the mitzvahs, it's a hiddur in the mitzvah. No, you're mevatel a mitzvah kol rega v'rega, says the Dvar Avraham. And he says, this is what I say, v'nochein l'oirer al zeh. It's important to be ma'oirer. He says that bris milah shalei bizmano should be done at the first opportunity, and therefore in his shaila specifically, when I have these two babies in front of me, bizmanoi, a shalei bizmanoi, it's irrelevant, he says, that the bizmanoi is makudush or todu, whatever you like. The shaloi bizmanoi has to come first. That's what he says. And he says, I must admit, I'm being chaylik on the bris Avraham and the Yad Eliyahu, but he says, I have the Rambam on my side.
What happens if you're running out of time on Yom Ches? You're running out of time, you just get to the woods, it's nearly dark, then which baby do you do first?
Because then, besides say matla mitzvah, say matla extra minor of the kiri yom ches. Yeah, very good shayla. After 9 o'clock, it's only start the day at Torah. We're not continue. We're going to run out of time. The Dvar Avraham, although he says he has the Rambam on his side, as we mentioned, he's been chaylik on the Bris Avraham, and he's been chaylik on the Yad Eliyahu, and I must tell you, he's been chaylik on many achrenim as well. Umilonu gadol mid the Neida B'Yehuda. The Neida B'Yehuda has a tshuva. If anybody wants to look this up, this is in Madura Tinyona Simon Kuf Samuch Vov. The Neida B'Yehuda discusses there what he doesn't like. People were pushing off a bris milah shalei bizmanoi in order to arrange that the bris would be on Erev Pesach, so to exempt the Bechayrim from fasting. Normally we make a siyum. He says what people were doing was chas shonei, we're not talking about bris milah bizmanoi, a bris milah that was delayed anyway. So they were pushing off until Erev Pesach in the Kesudas Mitzvah, the Bechayrim are exempt. And he says it's the wrong thing to do. Why? Zrizim Makdim and the mitzvahs he discusses. And then he says, how can you ever push off a mitzvah? Who knows what can happen? Gansarichas. Not one word about the Rambam. Look at that, bring in the Rambam. Never mind Zrizim, never mind Hashkafic discussion. The Rambam says, what the mitzvah say? Korega varega. The Pri Yitzchok brings this to you. There's a raya that the bris milah shalei bizmanoi seems to be essentially could be done whenever you like. Of course, it's an Indian to speed it up. There's a reason Makdim in the mitzvahs. But you see, the Neidu B'Yehuda's concern is that worst, these types of minor inyonim, if we can call them that, there's a reason Makdim in the mitzvahs, and you never know what can happen. According to Dvar Avraham, he should have said, never mind those inyonim. Don't push off the breath of Erev Pesach, and Makdim in the mitzvah say, kol yom v'yom. Not a word. V'halacha l'maisa. Our Rosh Chabura in Kehl in Yerushalayim, Talmud Chochem, Rav Michal Shurkin Shlita, is one of the foremost Talmidim and Meshamshim of Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zeichet Tzadik Levracha, and he told me, and I called Yerushalayim last night to speak to him just to confirm, he said Rav Moshe used to paskin that way, halacha l'maisa. Rav Moshe was asked of Bris Milah Shalei Bizmanei, when should it be done? Whatever. It's a parah of a nusach, perhaps. Not the rigid stance that Dvar Avraham adopted. He surely would have answered, when should you have done it? As soon as you can! The Rambam says, Yom Vakla Mitzvah Seikol Rega. Again, Chas V'Sholem, Moshe wasn't saying, do whatever you like, it doesn't matter. Zrizim Makdim in the Mitzvah, V'chulu V'chulu, but he didn't adopt the firm shit that the Rambam said, which he buys on the Rambam, that seems to suggest, Yom Vakla Mitzvah Seikol Rega V'rega. The Avraham would have had no shaila about it. A bris milah shalei bizmanei must be done at the earliest opportunity, not just for purposes of Zrizim Makdim in the Mitzvahs, but because of Hilchas Milah itself. So it seems over here that that Avraham is really fighting a lone battle against the Bris Avraham and the Yad Elio and the Mashmos of the Nevi Yehuda and the Psak of Ramesha. And our job today is, of course, to find out how do they all learn the Rambam. The Rambam does say quite clearly, as Advar Avraham was Madaik, and he says it's not really a deal, because black and white and furish, you know, it's as simple as that. It's quite clear from the Dvar Avraham that it isn't really as simple as that. The Dvar Avraham, this tshuva, by the way, is in Chelik Aleph, Simon Lamed Gimel. And he says, as far as I'm concerned, simple shayla, black and white in the Rambam. In Chelik Beis, and Simon Aleph, and Simon Beis, and Simon Gimel, and Simon Dalad, he's busy responding to all of those who corresponded to him about this tshuva. And they're all coming to be Chelik on him. As he mentioned, this is extremely common shayla. How can he look at a Bris Mila Shelo Bizman and all the gedolim of his time took issue with him about the Dvar Avraham's very firm stance in a Bris Mila Shelo Bizman, and all the Fal Parayz Lakan Lakan, and he goes over again and again and again, Rayz Ahina Ha, I've got the Rambam. The Rambam says, Oy the Bechol Yoim V'Yoim, which, as again, we mentioned he interprets means kol rega v'rega. Every moment that goes past you, mevatel mitzvah, say you cannot push off the bris milah. We need to understand how do all the achronim understand this Rambam. It could be that the Rambam himself dropped a small hint and gave us a clue as to the direction we have to follow. In the next line of the Rambam, in the same halacha, the Rambam concludes and he says as follows. Kol yom v'yom sheyavra lov mishayagdil v'lo yom olis atzmoy har mevatel mitzvah asei. And then he adds, Avol eilei chayev koris ad sheyom ois v'hu oral b'meiz, until he dies. It's true, he's mevatel mitzvah every day. But the severe oinish of koris that we know that bris milah bears, that's only a chayev that will land on him b'seif yomov. And it sounds like in the Rambam, I'm just a steerer from one line to the next, and it's not my kasha, it's the Torah's kasha. The Torah says, I cannot understand. How can you say, b'nashima achas, that you mevatel mitzvahs asei kol yoim v'yoim, and then say, b'koris, then you b'seif yomov? The Ravid, often not, take a chiluk on the Rambam. The Ravid says, no, if you mevatel mitzvahs asei kol yoim v'yoim, there's koris kol yoim v'yoim as well. It's true. The Rambam explains, we're going to get to that Be'ez Hashem, the Rambam, and others explain, of course, even according to the Ravid, the Nesekelim on the Rambam, all explain that even according to the Ravid, that there's a Chiyav Koris, Kol Rega V'Rega, if the person does eventually do the Bris Milah, of course, he doesn't then get the Chiyav Koris. But when does that Chiyav land in the first place? The Rambam says, B'Seif Yomov. Why B'Seif Yomov? He's B'Vat L'Mitzah, say, Kol Yom V'Yom. It seems to be mavur in the Rambam that there's different parts to the mitzvah of Mila. There's something controlling the mitzvah that the Rambam says is a chiyuv kol yoim v'yoim, and there's perhaps another part which dictates the chiyuv of koris. And if we can work out the answer to that, then I think we'll understand how these achrenim understood the Rambam as well.
You can't get koris every day.
Who's got the chiyuv of koris in the beginning?
Chas v'shalom. The father doesn't get koris, so not doing the bris. It's the child or the bar mitzvah boy when he's a bar chiva, he will have the one to have koris. 100%. And you're already mapping out the path for us because we're getting on the way to the Teretz.
That's
for
when he doesn't know
the tool thing. There's a p'tor. There's a p'tor. There's a p'tor. There's a p'tor. There's a p'tor.
So
the chiyuv is not so. So I see everyone's putting in a different piece of the puzzle. So my job is just to put it all together. This kimat not a bris that the Avi Ben doesn't stand up and quote the Beis Halevi. Shai, which Beis Halevi? There's a Beis Halevi al Atayr, which is very famous. There's a Beis Halevi in Tshuvas, which is also famous. Some fathers talk about one, some fathers talk about others. Others try and connect the Alateira piece to the Tshuvas Chelek, but the Beis Halevi in Tshuvas famously declares the following Chakira. Is Bris Mila, he wonders, a one-off Maisa Mitzvah which has to be performed, like a Mitzvah of Tilas Lulav and a Mitzvah of Hanochas Tfilin, you do the Mitzvah and that's it. Or perhaps, he says, it's a Mitzvah Nimshach, it's a Seder Dika, perpetual Mitzvah that is constantly being mekuyim as long as the person has bris milah. It's not just a one-off mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah that's performed on Yom Ches or whenever, and that's it. It's history. No, ongoing mitzvah to me this. And he makes it a machlikas rishonim perhaps, and he makes a whole lot of different chashbonos that are told on that. He does not bring, but of course this is probably the most famous raya, the raya of the rishonim Rebbe, the Marachal Yerzeruah, who brings the Gemara in Menachos. It says that David HaMelech was nichmas lemerchatz, and he saw, whether it's literally or figuratively, that he was orum mikol mitzvahs. And he was most distressed. He's not now being mekayim any mitzvahs. You can't be maharer in Torah in the merchatz, and can't put on tefillin in the merchatz. What mitzvah do I have? Ad sheroh, until he saw the head bris milah. The noch daitis, oh, Baruch Hashem, I am mekayim a mitzvah after all. What do you mean, you are mekayim? You were mekayim. The mitzvah is long gone. And Yom Ches, Mishlama, he had a mitzvah then. Why is he noch daitis? What appeased him now, the fact that he once performed the kind Mrs. Mila? Zot the Marachle Yisroel. Marachle Yisroel is a Rishon. Ikke mitzvosan enei ho asiya. It's not just the mere performance of the mitzvah. Elo shahamila chasumo bivsoroi. That the bris mila should be chasum bivsoroi. It should be continuously mohu.
So what mitzvah is he doing?
He's now mekayim that he has on his boson ois bris. The Beis Halevi says in the Lashon HaPsukim, for Hoyo Bris V'Psarachim, there should be an ongoing bris in your bosel. That itself is Mekiyam Mitzvah. Just like, for example, when you hang a mezuzah on your door, we all understand it's not a mitzvah you're once Mekayim. Every moment your house has a mezuzah on it, you're Mekayim a mitzvah. So too, says Marachlo Yizuruah, is the case with Bris Mila as well. As I mentioned, the Beis Halevi brings rise one direction, the other, said it's a machlekes, until the Beis Halevi gets to his conclusion and says, in fact, they're both true. They're both true. And I read out his lashon. Yesh leimad debemila, yesh shnein yonim v'shnei mitzvahs. There are two chalokim to mitzvahs mila. And again, he didn't just make this up. He said it's meduyik in the psukim. Ikke mitzvahs maisa hamila. Of course, the main mitzvah is the actual performance of the maisa habris. Good exiv. Himoy lochem kol zocha. That's the mitzvah. Go and do bris milah. The gam mitzvah, says the Beis Halevi. But there's also a mitzvah, shenia nimoylim, that the person should be mahol v'loy oral k'deksev v'hoyo brisi b'psarchem u'mitzvah zu nimshaches lo'ilam. This is a kaseda, ongoing, perpetual mitzvah. That's the Beis Halevi's conclusion. There are two halakim to a maisa and a mitzvah's bris. There is the actual performance of the bris, which is of course a one-off mitzvah, but there's also the ongoing mitzvah nimsheches that the Beis Halevi describes, and that comes from the psukim, as he says, v'hoyo brisi b'psarchem. This bris should continuously be evident there on your basar, and that is a mitzvah nimsheches. These two halakim, and he makes cheshbonos accordingly. The Beis Halevi, when he said there are two chalokim, he threw in one word though. When he said, there are two chalokim, ikka mitzvahs maisa habris, maisa hamila. But the main mitzvah is, of course, the maisa habris. It's also true to say that it's an ongoing thing. The Dvar Avram in a later tshuva actually says the same, and he uses the same lashon as well, and he refers to the Beis Halevi. It's therefore possible to suggest that it's true. Why is somebody over b'chol yoyim v'yoyim? The Rambam says, if somebody misses his bris shalei b'zmanai, or whenever it is, he's over b'chol yoyim v'yoyim. Why is he over b'chol yoyim v'yoyim? Because there is in fact a mitzvah, b'chol yoyim v'yoyim, to be continuously mohel. In the same way, again, coming back to our moshel, if somebody lived in a house, and he put a mezuzah on 6 months late, so from now on, he will be mekayim a mitzvah. But it's true to say that until that stage, he was mevatel a mitzvah every moment. Kol yoyim v'yoyim, kol rega v'rega. He had a chiev perpetually to have a mezuzah on his door, and it wasn't there. So too, that's what the Rambam means. You're oyver b'chol yoyim v'chol rega, because there's a mitzvah nimsheches, there's an ongoing mitzvah. You have to be continuously mol on and on and on and on, ad soif yomov. And if you were, then you mevatel a mitzvah kol rega v'rega. But that is not why there's a chiyuv koris. As the Beis Halevi says, the ikka mitzvah is the maisa mila. It comes out a very interesting thing. If we were to wonder on ourselves, let's put Bris Mila Bizmano aside. You've missed Yom Ches. When should you perform Mitzvah Bris? Essentially, with regard to the Ikka Mitzvah, the Mitzvah, a one-off, one-time Mitzvah to do the Maisa Mila, we could have said, you could really do it any time, as long as you make sure that Mitzvah is done before the person dies, it's a kind of a Mitzvah. Again, notwithstanding Cheshbonos of Srizim Akdim Mitzvahs. But essentially, with regard to the Mitzvah of Mila, there's a one-time, one-off Mitzvah, which he has to perform sometime between birth and death. Doesn't really matter when, essentially. What dictates that he really has to do the Bris Mila as soon as he can? It's because there's the other Chelek of Mila, which says that no, he should be continuously modeled. It's true there's a one-off Mitzvah to do Bris, and then you can do whenever you like. But there's also the Chelek, and we mustn't forget about that, that you've got to be continuously mol on and on and on and on, and that dictates that you do Bris Mila as soon as possible. Because that's not going to help if you do Bris in a year's time or 10 years' time, it'll help Mikan Ve'ilach from that moment onwards. But until that stage, you've been Oiv B'chol Yoyim V'Yoyim, as the Rambam says. Nonetheless, the Chi of Koris, as the Beis Halevi told us, the Ikka Mitzvah of Mila is the one-off Mitzvah. The one-time Maisa. If that's the case, we can explain. That's what the Rambam means. It's true, you're over the whole Yoyim V'Yoyim. But why does a person get Koris for not doing Bris Mila? Can we clear on a Chakir according to the Beis Halevi? Is it because he wasn't Mohul B'chol Yoyim with his Mitzvah Nemsheches? He wasn't continuously Mohul, he wasn't bearing this sign, the Ois Bris? Or is it no, because of the other Chelek of Mila? Because he wasn't Mekayim, the Maisa Mitzvah. The Maisa Mila, the one-off, the one-time performance, he had to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, and he wasn't. Well, if that's the Ikka Chelek of the Mitzvah, the Beis Halevi told us, then it's very probable and likely, and we can suggest that's what the Rambam means, and that's the Torah's Kasha. A person who doesn't do a Brish Bizmanoi and has missed that date is Ovi B'chol Yoyim V'Yoyim. But he's not Chayev Koris B'chol Yoyim V'Yoyim. Why is he not Chayev Koris B'chol Yoyim V'Yoyim? Because the Maisa Hamila, which bears the Oynish of Koris with regard to that Chelek of the Mitzvah, you can recline at any time.
Yeah.
Zrizim Makdimin, etc., etc. But with regard to that Maisa Mitzvah, when a person dies, now it's finally confirmed that he has not been Mekayim in the midst of the Maisa Bris Mila. It's true, long before that stage, we long knew that he didn't have the continuous mitzvah on and on because he never had a Bris Mila. But when can we say with absolute certainty that he has now, once and for all, ruled out the kiyum of the Maisa Mila? That's only when he dies. That's when the Chi of Koris comes. It's possible to suggest, therefore, one stage further, and I found afterwards, and I just looked it up this morning, Reb Chaim Briska says it, Kitzin Imrat, but he says it absolutely mefurish, and this is perhaps what you've been meramis to before. A person has two parts to Bris Mila, it's true. The one-off Maisa Mitzvah, and the ongoing Mitzvah Nimsheches. But with regard to the father has to mull the child, it's his responsibility until the child is Bar Mitzvah. It's Mistabra, I think, in Svara, and I have rise, we don't have time to it for today. He is responsible for the Maisa Hamila. If one look at it perhaps in a simplistic fashion, the child can't do the mitzvah, so the father does on his behalf. The father has to perform this Maisa Mila. This one-off Maisa Mila, that's his responsibility. This added concern, this new chelek, that there's an ongoing, perpetual mitzvah, that can only be pertinent to the person to whom the Bris Mila is performed. He himself has the Bris Mila on him, so he is Mekayim the Mitzvah on and on and on and on. It's a Mitzvah Nimsheches La'olam. But the father, what's his responsibility? His responsibility is to Mekayim the Maisa Hamila. The Maisa Hamila, that's his Chayv, that's his Chiyuv. And when the child is 13 and it has not yet been performed, so it's his responsibility, he takes over, he's now got that chiyuv of the Maisa Mila. He also has thrown in the additional chelek, he's now also got to be mohul, kaseda, kaseda, kaseda. He has these two chavokim. But the father's responsibility is only on one chelek. The father has to perform the Maisa Hamila. Again, the Beis Halevi told us that's the Ikka Mitzvah. The added chelek, that there's a mitzvah in Sheches, that's negeah to the person himself who has this ongoing Bris Mila attached to his goof. But the father's chiv is to do the one-off Maisa Bris. If that's the case, I think we understand now the stance of all the Achrenim. All the Achrenim seem to say that a Bris Mila Shalei Bizmanoi, essentially, father can do it whenever he likes. Using the theme of the mitzvahs. The new Buddha says you never know what can happen, therefore Stam, you should try and get on with it. But Me'ikah HaDin, the Bris Mila, they all seem to be saying either Yom Ches or whenever after that. Says it's Avraham, but Shteyn Rambam. Shteyn Rambam, B'chol Yoyim V'Yoyim Yivatul Mitzvah Saseh. Well, let's see what the Rambam says. I'm reading out the Lashon. The Rambam says, Nis'alem mi Bezdin, if somehow this child slipped through the net, he was avoided by Bezdin, V'loy Molu Oysay, K'she Yagdil, so when he grows up, he's a Bar Mitzvah boy, Hu Chayev Lomulis Atzmai. V'chol Yoyim V'Yoyim She'yavar Olov. And every day that goes past, and here comes the crucial word, Kol Yoyim V'Yoyim She'yavar Olov, M'she Yagdil, when he becomes a Godel, then, the Rambam who said Yo'iva Mitzvah B'chol Yoyim was never talking about a baby. He wasn't talking about the chiv of the father to mal his son. There the father is not over a mitzvah B'chol Yoyim V'Yoyim, because as we explained, the mitzvah to mal continuously, the bitl mitzvah Kol Yoyim V'Yoyim is neviya from the fact there's an ongoing mitzvah that has nothing to do with the father. The father's chiv is to do the one-off mitzvah. The child, when he takes over his bris mila, and that's his responsibility, he's now mechuyav as a godel, not only to do a maisa mila, but also to be continuously mol. Of them, Shteyn Rambam, chol yoyim v'yoyim sheyavar alov mi sheyagdil. When he becomes a godel, then he's got serious problems, because he's over a mitzvah seh, chol yoyim v'yoyim. The Dvavram's concern with the Rambam, who said that he's either b'chol yoyim v'yoyim, but we'd be medayik the next word. The next word says Misha Yagdil. It's true. Yeah, the person himself as a godel who's got this additional chelek of mitzvahs mila, which dictates that he's got to be continuously mol, that tells us that he's mevatel mitzvah say kol yoyim v'yoyim. But again, back to the father. On yoyim ches, that's his mila. As you mentioned, you could do it in the morning, afternoon, evening, but it's got to be done in yoyim ches. Once you've missed this grace of Maila or Mila Bismano, so you have to perform the Maisa Mitzvah when? Okay, as soon as you can, it's a lovely thing. But there's nothing wrong in Hilchas Mila if you push it off. You've got to perform a Maisa Mitzvah like any nice Maisa Mitzvah. It's a nice thing to do as soon as you can. But you're not Oyu B'chol Yoyim V'Yoyim. Either Dvar Avram said you are. Either Ram says Misha Yagdil. But the Mitzvah boy, when he becomes a god, or now the Bris Mila is a Bris Mila on himself. He's not performing it on somebody else. It's a Bris Mila where he himself is going to bear the continuous, ongoing Ois Bris. There's a new issue at hand. And that's the mitzvah Nimsheches that the Beis HaLevi described. And that's the bitl mitzvah B'chol Yoyim V'Yoyim. And therefore, indeed, a Bar Mitzvah boy should indeed do his Bris Mila as soon as he can. There's not just any Bris Mila Shalei Bizmanoi. Therefore, we could sum up the whole shiur in one line and we could say, a Bris Mila Shalei Bizmanoi, should it be done as soon as possible or not? It depends. If it's the father's chiyav doing on his child, it seems ganz mavur in Yachrein and Dvar Avraham quoted, and the Noidi Bihuda, and this is where Moshe paskened, that the father should do it. Yes, as early as he can, but there's no major chiyav to do it this minute. A bar mitzvah boy, however, somebody who's got the chiyav on his own guf, to bear the perpetual mitzvah, the mitzvah in Sheches, he is either b'chol yoyim v'yoyim mishay yagdil. And that's when there's a chiyav goes. Al Kaponim, we've understood now all the Achrenim who were Cholik and Zavram, and therefore back to our Shaila. You have these two babies in front of you, Mila Bizmanoi, and the Bris Mila Shalei Bizmanoi. We understand now why the Achrenim were busy weighing up. Odir Mekudosh, why were none of them concerned with the Rambam, not the Zavram was? Because they're on Tuma, yeah. But on a child himself, where the father has to perform this one-off mitzvah, the correct approach, L'chayra, Mr. Reb Chaim says, Mefurish, is to weigh up which is Tode and which is Mekudosh, and the way that the Machri is, that the Bris Mila Bizmanoi, therefore, is first.